Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. A man suspected of driving under the influence of alcohol reportedly fled the scene of a collision after injuring another driver, but later returned to the scene and was arrested. On Monday at 3:40 p.m., County Sheriff's deputies report that a Ford traveling west on Antelope Trail in Yucca Valley collided with a Toyota traveling north on Barbary Avenue. The driver of the Toyota was injured and taken to High Desert Medical Center for treatment. Deputies say the driver of the Ford, identified as Steve Bruch, 54, fled the scene of the collision. As the investigation into the collision continued, deputies say that Bruch returned to the scene of the collision several hours later and appeared to be intoxicated. Deputies say that tests done at the Morongo Basin Jail confirmed that Bruch had been drinking alcohol. Steve Bruch was arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol, causing bodily injury, and booked into the West Valley Detention Center on $250,000 bail. Last night, the Morongo Valley Community Services District held their regular meeting. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart was in attendance and joins us with this recap.
On the action item of preliminary budget options, the board discussed the looming SB 525, which is yet to be decided whether it will raise the salaries of the Morongo Valley firefighters June 1st. Vice President Lynn Watts reported the Labor Commission isn't currently prioritizing the law, and that even Governor Newsom is, quote, taking a step back as to when the law will take effect due to a state budget deficit, and that he won't implement any increases until the budget is backed. In the meantime, the CSD's preliminary budget workshop scheduled for this Sunday has been moved to Wednesday, May 1st at 6 p.m. Until the district can afford a retirement plan for its firefighters, the board passed a payroll deduction plan, essentially an optional pre-tax savings account to help budget their future spending. While there was no action taken whether the board should continue its monthly meet and greets, where board members appear at various local establishments to answer questions for the public, the decision was made to take advantage of the upcoming Morongo Days Music Festival on Saturday, May 4th, where community members will be able to speak to board members at their own designated booth. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Last night, residents of Yucca Valley turned out to make their voices heard on the subject of pickleball courts and the skate park. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more from last night's special meeting.
The town of Yucca Valley hosted two meetings to gather public input on the Community Center Master Plan. Doug Grove of RHA Landscape Architects Planners Incorporated led both meetings. The town has created a three-phase rollout for the development. Phase one is the construction of pickleball courts. Phase two is the construction of new basketball courts and an expanded parking lot. And phase three is a redesign of the existing skate park. The first meeting was dedicated to the first two phases of the project. The design currently includes 9 regular pickleball courts, 2 tournament courts, 2 full basketball courts, and 2 half courts, roughly 26 additional parking stalls, bathrooms, patio space, and more. Residents voiced their opinions and critiques on the design. There was a consensus that increasing the number of courts would be desired, as well as screening to block the wind around both courted areas. Shade structures were also favored, though Mr. Grove noted the current budget would not support full court coverage. The town held a second meeting on Phase 3, or the redesign of the existing skate park. Aaron Spahn of Spahn Ranch Skate Parks gathered community input on the drafted design. While square footage is the main constraint, attendees agreed that the design needs to be enhanced to be both hospitable for beginners and challenging for experienced skaters. When one community member raised the question of security for the park, Spahn had an answer.
I will tell you, though, that skate parks reduce crime. That you activate an area with a bunch of kids that are out there having a good time, and the people that are going to hang out and maybe cause those problems, they don't hang out there anymore. And so the best thing we can do to reduce crime is to design a really well-used skate park.
Spahn suggested organizing an online design session with visual elements for community members to share ideas. As funding is still to be determined for the skate park, there is still time to find grants and increase the project's budget. The town will hold a second meeting for public input on Wednesday, May 15th. Phase one of the project is anticipated to begin in October, to be completed sometime next spring. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
The 29 Palms Public Works Department announced that Indian Trail will be closed today between Adobe Road and Mesquite Springs Road from 9 a.m. to noon. The city did not provide a reason for the closure. For further information, please contact the Public Works at 760-367 Road. As more visitors come into the Morongo Basin and the National Park, San Bernardino County search and rescue prepare for the possibility of lost hikers or campers in the nearly 1,500 square miles of the Morongo Basin. Online news editor Robert Hayden joins us with info on the county's latest addition to their search and rescue toolkit.
The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Aviation Unit have upgraded a major part of their search and rescue operation. According to their newsletter, the new helicopter is a Bell 412 EPX medium lift twin engine, which has increased payload capabilities and, important for the high des, better performance at higher altitudes with hotter ambient temperatures. It also has the greatest range of any of their helicopters in the fleet. It's equipped with a moving map, a day-night HD camera system with infrared capabilities, a searchlight, rescue hoist, and a belly tank for firefighting operations, and it even has skid attachments that assist with landing in snow conditions. The Sheriff's Department says the new helicopter was acquired to replace an aging single-engine Bell UH-1, more popularly known as a Huey, a helicopter originally built in 1968 which just can't match the performance and safety of the new twin-engine 412. You can see this story at our website for photos of the new helicopter. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
The 10th annual Woof Walk was held on April 6th, and in addition to the parade of pups prancing through Pioneer Town, the event raised significant funding for the Joshua Tree No-Kill Shelter. The registration fee for the parade, along with funds generated from the live and silent auctions, brought in nearly $30,000. More than 400 people attended the event to shop, hear music, and let their dogs mingle, and they raised nearly $23,000 on the day of the event. An additional $6,000 was raised in an online fundraiser starring Emmy, the dog belonging to Peter and Melissa Spurs. The Woof Walk Parade down Pioneer Town's Main Street was led by Miss Yacovalli and her court, and the day was capped off with snake wrangling from Danielle Wall and a performance by Jessica Von Rabbit and Z1077's own DJ Lee as Bunny and Clyde. Morongo Basin Humane Society Board President Mary Mitz described the event as the, quote, most successful yet. My dog Sunday and I attended this year's event and participated in the parade, and we agree with Miss Mitz. Tomorrow at noon, Joshua Tree's Beatnik Lounge will be hosting a book fair for writers, readers, and listeners alike. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart rejoins us with the schedule and information on how you can get involved.
Starting at 12 noon, local writers will be displaying their books for a meet and greet. At 2 p.m., there will be a writing workshop, open to all writers to read their work and receive feedback from the group, followed by an open poetry and short story reading at 4 p.m. Then finally, there will be happy hour accompanied with live entertainment. For more info about the event, displaying your book, or playing music, please contact jtbookfair@gmail.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
And finally, food will be distributed tomorrow morning to needy people and families at the 29 Palms Senior Center. Food boxes filled with canned goods, juice, cereal, fresh meat, and other items will be provided to residents of 29 Palms, Wonder Valley, and Desert Heights, including active duty military and their families. There is a limit to one box per household. Recipients will be required to self-certify residency. To help with the flow of traffic, all vehicles are requested to line up on Cactus Avenue east of Adobe Road. This food distribution is organized by Reach Out Morongo Basin with funding provided by the City of 29 Palms. Food will be distributed from 8 a.m. to noon at the 29 Palms Senior Center, located at 6539 Adobe Road in 29 Palms. For more information, call Reach Out at 760-361-1410. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.